This conference is being recorded.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon or whatever time of day it is when you're listening to this call as a recording. My name is Sheva, and I am the CEO of a company called Fiera. Fiera is a word that we invented here to define feeling great. We decided there were not enough words in our vocabulary in English anyway that captivate that feeling when you feel aligned with yourself, full of vitality, when you know without knowing how you know, when you feel good such that your arms fly up over your head and a yes flies out of your mouth and life is worth living in those moments. And so we like to start these Fiera Heart Start calls from the heart with a moment of Fiera, just pausing to appreciate someone or something. It turns out that that feeling of appreciation, whether it's appreciating the hot chocolate you're drinking or the cat sitting on your lap or your favorite activity like skiing, that appreciating anything not just feels good, but it's good for you, for your health, your brain, your body. At Fiera, we give individuals and healthcare providers a scientifically proven roadmap to get to that great feeling and reap the rewards or the benefits to health, performance, relationships, and sustain that independent of their circumstances, no matter what's going on around them, which really speaks to the topic of tonight's call, how to meet the stress of betrayal and corruption with the power of the heart. Obviously, betrayals and corruption happen in our circumstances, and so there's got to be something inside us that is more powerful than our circumstances in order to override that stress. And we're going to talk about that tonight and the power of the heart to access that. At Fiera, we are licensed by a company called HeartMath, where researchers have proven that positive feeling states like Fiera are good for you indeed, published in peer-reviewed medical research. They found that feeling good emotionally creates a distinctly ordered rhythm in the heart, and that facilitates improved brain function and immunity, synchronizes the nervous system and hormones, balancing 97%, by the way, of all your body's functions, which spells increased stamina and energy, things like more optimum weight and balanced blood pressure, clearer thinking and decision-making, pain relief, and the reversal of many of the underlying causes of anxiety, depression, stress, and even aging, all without drugs. So the Fiera students and clients, excuse me, people who come to participate in our workshops, can be struggling with all different types of stressors or have loved ones who are, including health challenges, pain, relationship problems, money issues, eating disorders, career transitions, addictions, and the anxiety and depression that those things create. There are also people who come to us for training who are not suffering with any of those things but are looking to get the edge in life in their performance or maximize their time. People like Olympic athletes, actors, artists, entrepreneurs, executives. Whatever brought you to this call, I really welcome you and am happy to say that we feel you can receive tangible benefits, whatever your intentions are for performance, health, well-being, alleviation of anxiety, depression, or stress, from HeartMath's research and tools as we teach them in Fiera's workshops. So these Heart Start to Your Week calls are designed first and foremost to be an oasis of positivity, and I myself am grateful to be on the call tonight. I just an hour or so ago found out that a very, very close friend and mentor of mine was diagnosed today with a severe and terminal form of cancer, and it's amazing how sobering and moving that is when it hits so close to home. even if you're trained to deal with stress and teach other people how to do that. And it's pertinent to tonight's call, this idea of betrayal, because ultimately everything in the world around us seems so untrustworthy, in the sense that even our bodies are going to fall apart one day. And so this sense of imminent betrayal is something that I see creating a hidden stress for a lot of the clients we work with here at Fiera. Hidden stress is that type of stress that, you know, people, when you say, oh, I teach stress management, they may not say, oh, I need you for that. But it's the type of stress that still taxes us physically, hormonally, in our nervous system, things that sit on the back burner and percolate, like money worries, or even less obvious things like low-grade anxiety that we might get sick one day, things we may not even be aware of consciously that eat away at our quality of life in the moment and end up eating away at, ironically, our health and vitality because of what those worries do to our nervous system, our hormones. And so this call is really designed as an oasis where you can step in and gain some awareness around what might be stressing you out, and gain a clear-cut path to Fiera, to the opposite of stress, to that feel-great feeling where you're in the zone, you're on purpose, you're contributing, and you feel on fire in alignment with your true heart's desire. So we'd like to say at Fiera that we empower people to be able to say, I will never have another bad day in my life, and know that they mean it. This, what we offer, is a practical path to being able to stay connected to the potency of your heart, no matter what's going on around you. So tonight, we will introduce a little bit about the science and physiology of feeling good, or Fiera, a little bit about what gets in the way of that, i.e. stress, including hidden stress. Most people are shocked when they begin our trainings to find out that you can be relaxed and stressed at the same time. Relaxation is not the antidote to stress, but Fiera is, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And then some practical tools, the how-to of how to feel better more often and extend that help to others as well. So this is a lot. It's 20 years of research, 15 years of my own personal experience to cover in just 1 hour. Look at this as an appetizer, and at the end of the call, we will let you know how you can get the whole meal. On this particular call, we won't be able to take questions. However, if you have questions that don't get answered in the content of the call, I invite you to either email us, ask, at Fiera, F like fun, Y-E-R-A.com, or give us a call at 310-581-1507. So tonight we're going to talk about corruption and betrayal as a form of stress and how to deal with that from the power of the heart. It's interesting because what motivated me to choose that as tonight's topic is that I've watched several organizations, some philanthropic organizations and some other sort of clubs, like not the Rotary Club, but things like the Rotary Club and that type of thing, that I've been involved in the last couple of months, crumble because the membership felt betrayed by the leadership. And I see this as almost a collective dis-ease in our culture right now as you look at who our authority figures are, who our leaders are, whether it's in politics or in other areas of endeavor, and people feeling let down, disappointed in what the actions, decisions, and behavior of the leaders have been. And so this, while it seems like not necessarily a topic of, you know, traffic or headaches or getting the kids to school, these are the typical daily stressors, but this issue of the absence of leaders that we can trust, look up to, respect, emulate, and feel that we could follow. The absence of that in our collective culture is something that I've observed to be a source of collective stress. And so I wanted to address this in the Heart Start call tonight because I feel that the HeartMath system, as we teach it at Fiera, and the power of the heart is a direct solution to this source of stress. In that true leaders, and really if you were to stop and think about it for a moment, the opportunity that's presented when those that we look to as our leaders are not embodying the qualities that we would want to see in leadership, the opportunity that is presented there is for us to become leaders in the sense that we lead our own lives rather than waiting for someone else to follow. And in leading our own lives and taking the power back into our own hands, we teach people at Fiera how to lead their own lives by being led literally by the guidance and intelligence of the heart. It turns out that the heart actually has a mind. There's a whole new field of research called neurocardiology. In the last 20 years or so, they have found that cells that they thought, like the heart has its own neurological system, its own proteins and receptor cells. So functions that they thought were only in the brain up until about 15, 20 years ago, they have now found also in the heart. So there is an intelligence in the heart that actually has communication pathways to the brain. There are four communication pathways along which the heart communicates its messages and intelligence to the brain. And part of that is the heart signaling to the brain whether we are safe or whether we are in danger. And the leverage point for that communication from heart to brain is our emotions. So let's say that we feel betrayed by a lover, a friend, a leader. When we get emotionally distraught about that, our distress emotionally signals the heart to signal the brain that we are in danger, because that's how emotional distress is interpreted in the body. If we were to look at this as part of our old survival software, when our bodies evolved to do the function that they're in now, our stressors, our betrayers, were saber-toothed tigers eating us for lunch, not leaders lying to us. Well, in some cases, certainly the argument could be made that a leader making bold-faced lies to the public is life-threatening. However, it's not immediately life-threatening in the sense that we need our blood to clot in case we get bitten. In fact, to the contrary, what we need in those situations is all of our higher brain function online to be able to see clearly what's actually going on and respond in such a way that we will be able to move forward in alignment with our own values and, again, lead our own lives. Lead not only our own lives, but be influences that lead our culture where we would like it to go. What happens when we respond to a betrayal with emotional distress is because the body gets the signal, our life is in danger, we actually shut down our higher brain function, which means we shut down our perceptual centers that would be able to interpret clearly what actually is going on in the situation. And then we're more apt, with a closed frontal lobe of the brain, to see that situation, whatever it is, as a greater threat, and further misinterpreted and experience further distress. This has all kinds of repercussions hormonally in our nervous system that accelerate the aging process and also cause us to respond inefficiently and perceive inaccurately. What happens through Fiera trainings is we're able to teach people to meet situations like a betrayal by maintaining their own equilibrium within, through the power of self-regulating their heart rhythms. And in being able to do this and maintain what we would call neutral or their own feel-good state, independent of what's going on in their circumstances, this allows them to continue to access their higher brain function, to see more accurately and clearly what's going on and respond more effectively. I'd like to tell a story about a place where I saw this play out. And this is actually Carolyn Mace's story. I need to preface this by saying this is one of my favorite stories about the power of the heart to overcome a betrayal. Because one of the interesting things in the stress of betrayal is that often two sides of the betrayal will perceive the situation completely differently. And this can end relationships, it can dissolve businesses and organizations. And what's interesting about that is that it is indeed possible, if anybody's ever looked at some of those optical illusions, where if you look at it one way, it's an old woman, if you look at it another way, it's a saxophone player or a young woman. Two people, depending upon the angle through which they're looking, can see the same situation and see completely different things. So the truth of the matter is we don't see situations with our eyes. We see situations with our brain that is interpreting and processing what our eyes take in. And if parts of our brain are shut down due to emotional distress, that will affect how we see what our eyes are taking in. And that means that two or multiple people can be looking at the same situation and all of them can see something totally different. And so you can have situations where two people both feel betrayed by each other and they're both right, or at least they both feel right. And that can create a stalemate in relationships and organizations and a tremendous amount of stress. One of the tools we teach in the Beginner Heart Math Workshop is a tool called Perception Shift, which allows people a step-by-step process to bring order back to their heart rhythms, to be able to then access their higher brain function and perceive situations from a different angle. Carolyn Mace, in her Energy Anatomy tape series, which is now probably not a tape, but transferred already to CD and iPod and technology beyond. This is one of the reasons I need the stress management tools that I teach, because I can't keep up with all the technology and the changes. Definitely having the power of the heart to adapt to change is an important asset. Anyway, so if you look up Energy Anatomy for Carolyn Mace, which is an audio from Sounds True recording, she tells a story of a young Indian, Native American Indian, who left his reservation as a teenager and ended up traveling the world and spent time in Germany. And while he was in Germany, he made many friends there and had tremendous skill at drawing and painting boats. Forgive me if I get details of this story wrong. You can check it with Carolyn Mace, with all respect for her and her teaching. But this story moved me very much in terms of the idea of the heart's ability to transform betrayal. In hindsight, even, when the people were no longer together. So this young boy is there in Germany, sitting on pier, making friends near the water, and drawing pictures of the German boats. Happened to be boats in the German Navy. Well, a couple of years later, he comes back to the States, and World War II is declared, and he's drafted into the military and works undercover because both of his knowledge of the German language, his knowledge of the German naval ships from drawing them, and also his knowledge of Native American language, which the Nazis were using as a code language. So he was an ideal person to work undercover for the U.S. military during World War II. Well, he was captured by the Nazis in his undercover assignment. And among the Nazis, that were his captors was one of his best friends from when he was in Germany as a youth. And this best friend tortured him, hung him upside down by his feet for such a long period of time that he lost the use of both of his legs, kept him in a box, and force-fed him insects and cockroaches. And when the Allies arrived and liberated Germany, although I suppose from the Nazis' perspective they weren't being liberated, there you go. It's all a matter of perception and how you look at things, from what angle you're looking. Again, he was virtually paralyzed from the waist down because of being hung upside down for so long and not able to walk. And so he was brought back to the reservation that he'd left as a youth in order to pretty much, in his heart, he was resigned to say goodbye and die. He had been so devastated by this betrayal in particular of his best friend treating him in this way that he'd really lost hope in humanity. And when he was brought back to the reservation, the elders there looked at him and said, "You've lost your soul, and you can't live without a soul. It's useless to be the shell of a body without a soul. And so we're going to throw your body into the middle of a river, or a lake, I guess it was, with a rock tied to you. And you can call your soul back. And if you do that successfully, you'll be able to swim to shore. And if you don't, you'll die. But it's just as well, because a body without a soul is worse than a dead body." And so, again, here he felt victimized and tortured by his own tribe, literally. Because with the loss of the use of his legs, he knew there was no way that he could swim to the surface or to shore. And so he was thrown into the middle of the lake and assumed that he was going to die. And as he was in the middle of the lake drowning, he found his heart. What does that mean? It means that he found forgiveness for his friend. And I believe, as Carolyn Mace tells this story, the forgiveness came first, and that was the key. Forgiveness is a form of fiera, what we would call at fiera a heart feeling. He found in his heart forgiveness for his friend. And as he found that forgiveness, he got what we would call at fiera, or in HeartMath terms, a perception shift. That forgiveness and the subsequent, now we can say in HeartMath terms, ordered heart rhythms that forgiveness creates, opening the higher centers of his brain, allowed him, as he was underwater, to see his friend in a different light. And what he discovered was that his friend had been protecting him, not torturing him. That in fact, in giving the appearance of torturing him, his friend was keeping the other Nazis from killing him. And feeding him insects was not a form of torture. It was actually the only food even they had. It was his way of caring for him, to keep him alive. And of course, his friend could not have risked telling him that verbally, because that would have put both of them in danger in front of the other soldiers and Nazis. So underwater, this young, now maybe not so young, Native American Indian found forgiveness for his friend, and in his forgiveness found gratitude that in fact his friend had been taking care of him all along. That what had looked like a betrayal was actually a form of care. Now, that's not to say that every betrayal that you, listening to this call, may have experienced was actually a form of care for you. But it is to say that if you're suffering the stress of a betrayal, I can guarantee that there are perception shifts that await you inside of forgiveness, inside of your own heart feeling, whether it's empowerment to see that you could have done things differently, which will give you the motivation and power to move forward in your life, knowing that you could protect yourself from the betrayal happening again. It could be many things that shift in perception that the power of and intelligence of the heart could bring you. But in this case, the power of that forgiveness and perception shift gave this Native American Indian, the power to swim to shore and to regain the use of his legs and eventually to become a very good friend of Carolyn Mace, who you may want to look up and hear her version of the story, which I'm sure will be more accurate than mine. But I find that such a moving story, the essence of it, which I was able to capture, even if some of the detail that I got was wrong. And very moving story as to how the power of the heart and heart feelings, or Sierra, which we train people to access in any condition, in any circumstance, can change not only your perception, but the outcome of your entire life. So we promised that tonight would pave a practical path in the how-to of how to start and give you a little science, which we did. And the best way to learn more or to get a greater start in the heart, a good way anyway, is to take our beginner heart math workshop. And we actually have one coming up this weekend in Los Angeles, June 16th, Saturday, as well as a beginner heart math teleclass. If you're calling from another place in the world, in the country, you can join us online for our four-week teleclasses, four Tuesdays, 5 to 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. Beginning Tuesday, June 19th, is the next beginner teleclass. And in that teleclass, you would receive a biofeedback technology called the M-Wave, which actually shows you your heart rhythms in real time, whether they're disordered, which signals to you that you're shutting down your brain and creating aging responses in your nervous system and your hormones, or whether your heart rhythms are ordered, which allows you to know that you are rejuvenating your nervous system and your hormones, bringing more health and vitality to at least 97% of your body's functions. You'll learn even more detail about the science and physiology of stress and of feeling good. You'll learn a way to neutralize stress on the spot, right in the midst of it, engaging in life, in the middle of the traffic jam, in the middle of the lake with a rock tied to your ankle. So no yoga mats required, no twisting yourself into a pretzel or locking yourself into a meditation hall. You will receive a proven way to lower stress hormone levels. This is really important because cortisol, which is coined or termed the stress hormone these days, excess levels of cortisol are present in cancer, diabetes, heart disease, obesity, even AIDS-related disease and Alzheimer's. The major heavy-hitting illnesses of our culture are really coming from this old survival software that was at one point designed in old-time crises like tigers chasing us to keep us alive. And ironically, because we weren't designed to fire that into our system day in and day out all day long, those systems designed to keep us alive are now killing us. So you will learn a proven way to lower those stress hormone levels, which, by the way, here at Fiera, another service we offer is we can test you with a very simple test that you can do at home and send into a lab via regular mail. We can test your stress hormone levels before and after the training so that you can see that result and we can monitor that for you. We also test neurotransmitter levels, not included in the beginner workshop, but if it's something you'd like to do, we can do that for you. I say sometimes that they may as well put antidepressants in the drinking water because so many people are on them. The last figure I heard, I think, is 1 in 3 women in Canada is on a mood-altering drug or has been. And a lot of the doctors prescribing these antidepressants, which most often are affecting serotonin in the body, don't even measure serotonin levels before prescribing them to see if that's really the neurotransmitter out of balance. You've got many neurotransmitters that are interfacing, again, with your heart rhythms, your endocrine system, your nervous system. We are able, through our biofeedback technologies as well as these tests we can do for you, to actually get a window into what's more specifically going on in your physiology and target a solution specific to you. So you will learn a field-tested way to reduce stress hormone levels, increase anti-aging hormones that help boost antidepressant and anti-anxiety neurotransmitters, and then a field-tested way to transform stressful situations, as well as specific tools for resolving communication challenges, relationship conflict, and stress. We teach you how to use the more of your brain that most people do not access in 5 simple processes that you can use anywhere, anytime, to access the wisdom of your heart and its intelligence to create a life of more joy, vitality, forgiveness, and true leadership from within, so that you don't have to rely on trusting external leaders or your body or your bank account, all these things that fluctuate in our world and go up and down. You will have a solid, stable sense of self within, a center which you can access peace, clarity, and vitality anywhere, anytime, something that you know you can trust, so that when you interact with leaders, interact with lovers, interact with others that may betray you, you can do that with compassion, understanding, love, and intelligent discernment to make good choices so that you don't have to go through experiencing the betrayals and corruption in the same way. Well, I want to thank each one of you for joining us tonight. Again, I'm sorry that we won't be able to take your questions, but if you do have questions, I encourage you to send an email to ask@fyera.com or call us at 310-581-1507. We like to pass the inspiration forward. So at the end of these Heart Start calls, it's a tradition to pause for a moment and just appreciate something from the call tonight that you learned or that you enjoyed that you'd like to take away with you. And then to anchor that sense of appreciation by either radiating it to people that you think could benefit from it, places in the world that need this inspiration and this hope. And, of course, I'm connecting that right now to my dear friend and mentor who is diagnosed with cancer. It's really thanks to the HeartMath system that only an hour after getting that news, I was able to come on this call and feel so passionate and clear to give you all this gift. And surprising news and change, challenges to be dealt with. We're all meeting them every day, whether it's news of a disease for yourself or a loved one. There are ways that that can be met with the power of the heart, so that rather than bringing us down in life, it increases our intimacy, love, care for one another, and the quality of the time that we have while we're here. So I hope this call has brought a little more quality into your day. And with that, we will sign off. And I look forward to hearing from you either via email or on next week's Heart Start call. Good night, everyone.